بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الساعة لآتية لا ريب فيها ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون.
Verse number 59. The hour in which Allah will raise the dead for reckoning and reward is definitely coming, without doubt. But most people do not believe it is coming. That is why they do not prepare for it through faith and good actions.
وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ.
Verse number 60. O people, your Lord said, call upon me alone and worship me alone, and do not associate any partners with me. Those who are too arrogant in worshiping me alone will enter the fire on the day of judgment, low and disgraced.
الله الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا. إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون.
Verse number 61. Allah is the one who has made the night dark for you, so you can find peace in it and rest. And He made the day bright and clear, so that you can work in it. Allah is full of great grace to the people, when He granted them His apparent and hidden blessings, but most people do not thank Him for what He has blessed them with.
ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون.
Verse number 62. That Allah, who graciously gave you His favors, is the creator of everything. So there is no creator besides Him. There is no true God besides Him. So how do you turn away from His worship towards worshipping others who do not possess any benefit or harm?
كذلك يؤفك الذين كانوا بآيات الله يجحدون.
Verse number 63. Just as these people were turned away from faith in Allah and worshipping Him alone, those who reject Allah's signs which prove His oneness are turned away in every age and place, so they don't find their way to the truth, nor are they divinely guided to it.
الله الذي جعل لكم الأرض قرارا والسماء بناء وصوركم فأحسن صوركم ورزقكم من الطيبات ذلكم الله ربكم فتبارك الله رب العالمين.
Verse number 64. O people, Allah is the one who made the earth a suitable place for dwelling, living, and the sky, firmly formed above you, prevented from collapsing. And He formed you in the wombs of your mothers, then perfected your form. And He granted you provision from your lawful pleasant foods. He who granted you these blessings is Allah your Lord. So blessed is Allah, Lord of all the creation. There is no Lord besides Him.
هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فادعوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Verse number 65. He is the living who will not die. There is no true God besides Him. So call upon Him in worship and supplication, seeking His pleasure alone. And do not associate any of His creation as partners with Him. All praise is for Allah, Lord of the creation.
قُلْ إِنِّي نُهِيتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ. دون الله لما جاءني البينات من ربي وأمرت أن أسلم لرب العالمين.
Verse number 66. O Messenger, say, Allah has forbidden me from worshipping those whom you worship besides Allah. These idols, which do not benefit or harm, when the clear proof and evidence have come to me regarding the falsehood of worshipping them, and Allah has ordered me to submit to Him alone through worship, as He is the Lord of all the creation. There is no Lord besides Him. Beneficial points. 1. Supplication is included in the meaning of worship, which can only be directed towards Allah, as supplication is the essence of worship. 2. The favors of Allah require gratitude from the servants. 3. Allah is ever living. 4. The importance of sincerity in actions.
هو الذي خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم يخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ثم لتكونوا شيوخا ومنكم من يتوفى من قبل ولتبلغوا أجلا مسمى ولعلكم تعقلون.
Verse number 67. He is the one who created Adam from soil, then he created you after him from a sperm drop, then after a sperm drop from a clotted blood. Then after that, he takes you out of your mother's wombs as small children, then so that you can reach the peak of your strength, then so that you grow older until you become elders, and some of you die before that, and so that you reach a fixed time in the knowledge of Allah, which you cannot decrease or increase, and so that you benefit from these proof and evidence for His power and oneness.
هو الذي يحيي ويميت فإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون.
Verse number 68. He alone is the one in whose hand is giving life, and He alone is the one in whose hand is giving death. So when He decides a matter, He only says to that matter, Be, and it becomes.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ أَنَّا يُصْرَفُونَ.
Verse number 69. O Messenger, do you not see those who argue about the signs of Allah, denying them despite them being clear, so you can wonder at their condition, whilst they are turning away from the truth, despite it being so clear?
الذين كذبوا بالكتاب وبما أرسلنا به رسلنا فسوف يعلمون.
Verse number 70. Those who denied the Quran and the truth I sent my messengers with, these deniers will soon learn the outcome of their denial, and they shall see the bad ending.
إذ الأغلال في أعناقهم والسلاسل يسحبون.
Verse number 71. They will learn its outcome when the shackles will be on their necks and the chains on their feet, with the angels of hell dragging them.
في الحميم ثم في النار يسجرون.
Verse number 72. They will drag them into hot boiling water, then they will be burnt in the fire.
ثم قيل لهم أين ما كنتم تشركون.
Verse number 73. Then it will be said to them, to scold and rebuke them, "Where are your claimed gods? You committed idolatry by worshipping."
من دون الله قالوا ضلوا عنا بل لم نكن ندعو من قبل شيئا كذلك يضل الله الكافرين.
Verse number 74. Besides Allah, from your idols who could not benefit or harm, the disbelievers will say, "They have disappeared from us, so we cannot see them. In fact, we did not worship anything in the world which deserved to be worshipped, in the way these people were led astray. Allah leads the disbelievers astray from the truth in every era and place."
ذلكم بما كنتم تفرحون في الأرض بغير الحق وبما كنتم تمرحون.
Verse number 75. It will be said to them, "That punishment which you are suffering is due to your rejoicing over the idolatry you were upon, and due to your excess in rejoicing."
ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين.
Verse number 76. Enter the doors of hell, staying therein forever. Wretched is the abode in which those arrogant to the truth will reside. After Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, suffered what he did from his people, Allah ordered him to be patient and consoled him through the help he promised him.
فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ عِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ.
Verse number 77. O Messenger, be patient on the harming and denial of your people. The promise of Allah to help you is true without doubt. So I will either show you in your lifetime some of the punishment I promised them, as occurred in the Battle of Badr, or I will make you die before that. To me alone they will return on the Day of Judgment. Reward them for their actions accordingly. Entering them into the fire, they will remain in forever. Beneficial points. 1. We can learn from Allah's divine custom of creating progressively that we must also fulfill our projects gradually. 2. How hideous it is to rejoice over evil. 3. The importance of patience in our daily life, especially those who enjoin the good.